I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It is 55 degrees.
It's an accident-free start to the drive. I'm Heather Kelly.
And we begin this half hour with a developing story in Utah County where rescuers will be back up on Mount Timpanogos later this morning to rescue a man who's been stuck overnight.
It was one of several rescues that kept them busy yesterday. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumes reports.
An 18-year-old man from Washington State spent the night stranded on a ledge at the 9,000-foot level of Mount Timpanogos. Rescue teams dropped equipment to him last night. This morning, they'll bring him down. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with Utah County Sheriff says this will be a difficult rescue. Rescue teams also called out to help three people injured at Stewart Falls near Sundance yesterday. Two of them, a 19-year-old woman and a 9-year-old boy, slipped over the edge of the falls and fell about 40 feet. The boy was flown to the hospital. And a 40-year-old hiker needed help after she tripped and broke her leg. Dan Baumes, KSL News Radio.
A man is in jail on suspicion of murdering a Layton woman he met through a dating app. Ethan Hunziker was arrested early Sunday morning after police say he told them he killed Ashlyn Black. A woman who knows Hunziker says he was overbearing and wouldn't take no for an answer. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser has more.
Autumn Daly says his text messages were all the same. She often didn't respond, and when she did, she politely declined the invitation, even one asking for her to come to his house. And when she heard the news of what had happened over the weekend, she was shocked. She says she's glad she followed her gut, but is heartbroken for the family who lost their daughter to this senseless crime.
Daly says she and Hunziker were friendly but never dated. She's offering her condolences to the victim's family.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Malls in Utah are beginning to reopen, but restrictions may make the experience a little different than you remember. For example, some clothing stores are not allowing people to try things on, and at others, anything that is tried on but not purchased will go into a quarantine closet for a couple of days.
You know, everybody's got their hands on the clothes anyway, so I'm not sure how much good the quarantining does.
Also, even if the mall is open, not all of the stores inside will be, so people are encouraged to call ahead if there's a specific store they're planning to visit.
It looks like the University of Utah will have students back on campus this fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the update. Mary?
Tim, they'll be back together, but classes will look different. The University of Utah says they will have smaller classes so students can be more apart from each other. They will also be telling those students to wash their hands more often. They'll have more of that messaging for them. And they think on-campus areas will have more cleaning and sanitization of high-touch surfaces. The president of Utah State University also says they will have classes on campus this fall, but they will not be full, may not necessarily be a class that is all in person. The Utah System of Higher Education will announce a system-wide strategy soon, and BYU possibly later this summer. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
New York reaches a milestone on the road to recovery. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the daily death toll in New York State is finally below 100.
96 is still painfully high.
Governor Cuomo says the toll is in double digits for a second day. Nationwide, Deaths attributed to COVID-19 will reach 100,000 sometime this week. Travel to the U.S. from Brazil is banned as of tonight as the South American country facing an escalation of COVID cases. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports Brazil's president's take on this outbreak.
Brazil's president Bolsonaro attended another massive anti-lockdown rally Sunday, at first wearing a mask, but later taking it off.
Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. California allowing churches to reopen, but only at 25% capacity or no more than 100 people. Pastor Dan Carroll in Fontana.
We've been very patient. We've been very diligent. And we needed to open up and take care of our people.
More than 1,200 pastors in that state vowed to open next Sunday with or without approval. And 9 food processing plants in Southern California's city of Vernon have coronavirus outbreaks. The Farmer John plant that makes the famed Dodger dogs reported 153 infected workers. The 9 plants make food that's distributed around the nation. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The forecast can be summed up in one little word: hot.
Heat waves coming your way today. It'll be comfortable. It'll start to climb. We'll hit a 90 degree or so on Thursday. That's, you know, hot, but not too bad. But it really starts to climb by the time we get to Friday and Saturday, middle upper 90 range. Folks got to just watch themselves in the sun, in the afternoon sun. Got to play it smart. Find the shady spot, extra water on hand, especially once we get toward the end of the week and first part of the weekend.
We're looking at hotter than normal temperatures for the entire 7-day forecast. St. George expecting temperatures in the triple-digit range for 5 of the next 7 days.